Hello, everyone. I'm Morgan Hafner, Managing Editor at Becker's Healthcare. Thank you for tuning in to the Becker's Healthcare podcast series. Today, I'm pleased to be joined by our guests as we discuss how SMS marketing can help your healthcare practice. Joining us for this discussion today is Brian Oram, who is the AVP of Strategic Healthcare at Podium. Brian, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited for the conversation.
Absolutely. And, you know, we know patients are ready for texting for nearly every interaction with healthcare providers. They experience the convenience of texting in almost all other industries already, whether it be texting for food delivery, grocery pickup, appointment reminders from their dentist, you name it. So, you know, if a healthcare practice is ready to implement texting, where should they start first? And what is the most critical interaction that should be moved to texting?
Those are both great questions. And so I think the first question, right, is, God, how do we get started? Because you're exactly right. Like today's consumer in healthcare, today's patient wants to be communicated via text. Like that's how they run their life, is on their phone. And it's important that healthcare practices modernize their communication stack with their patients and really the patient journey they provide. So text messaging is critical. So to your first question, where should they start first? To be honest, they should start wherever they can. But if they can start at the first interaction with the patient and go from there, that's a solid win, right? So for example, where we typically, you know, encourage healthcare organizations to start is start with a quick follow-up text after the visit, asking them, you know, how the experience was. Like that's a great message that can be sent. It's easily triggerable inside of their system. It's a data point that can provide valuable feedback to the healthcare practice. And it's something that's fairly easy to do. And then beyond that, most critical interaction, I think there's a few very, very critical interactions in healthcare. So it's hard to pinpoint the most critical. However, I would say there's probably two or three. The first is they got to show up to their appointment, right? We got to make sure they know the information needed for them to actually show up for their appointment. So sending out an appointment reminder via text message is absolutely critical. 99% of text messages get opened versus about 20% of emails. So ensuring that they, one, have the information they need, two, that they can actually, you know, confirm that appointment, that's a critical touch point. And I think we'll probably talk about a few others, but that's what I would say to answer those first two questions. Yeah.
And you know, for healthcare providers, online reputation is critical to find new patients. We know that total reviews and your average star rating can help boost your rating in a search result. So can you talk a little bit more about how texting can help providers get more reviews and what that process looks like?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And this is honestly, this is where Podium got our start. So we started as a, you know, reviews reputation company. And then what we found was this was absolutely critical to solve for, especially in healthcare, because gone are the days where a patient could simply just look at their insurance provider, pick a provider and go for it. Like they are now more than ever empowered to go search on their own for the top rated. And what they'll typically do is they'll go to Google, just like you mentioned, right? They'll go to Google, they'll search for the best provider near them. And what they'll find is the top three results based on the star rating, right? So, and then they're going to make their selection similar to how they select an Amazon product or a different service based on the rating. So they're going to look at the top rated physician who has the most reviews, they'll click on that, or the top rated clinic, and they'll click through, they'll obviously do some research. But what we find time and time again is, nearly 70% of the time, patients are going to go with the top rated option there. So we know that it's critical to solve for. And when we talk about text messaging, this is one of the most important things that your healthcare practice can do is utilize text messaging to boost your online rating. It's one of the only things your SEO team can't touch is the actual patient reviews that are left on Google or Health Grids or Vitals or, you know, you name it. However, with the right SMS marketing campaign or the right SMS text messaging campaign, you can actually solve for it. So what that looks like is, you know, you basically set up a trigger inside of your EMR with some sort of a messaging platform. Obviously, Podium is a messaging platform. And what you can do is actually send a text message right after the visit is completed, linking them to a site like Google to leave a review. And what that allows, you know, for this patient or this consumer is the ability for them to leave feedback, which obviously they want to do. However, it's usually just the angry or disgruntled that take the time out of their day to leave a review if they're not actually prompted to do so, right? But in this case, now that we're actually prompting them via text to leave that review, they're going to leave a review. It's likely going to be positive because the majority of our patients are happy patients. And what we find is exponential growth in the rating. So often we'll see a healthcare practice go from a 3.2 to a 4.5 average star rating, as well as, you know, collecting hundreds and thousands more reviews, which again, the most important thing here is that you're receiving solid feedback and that it's improving your Google rating so that more patients can find and choose you online.
You talked about a majority of patients having smartphones. And as we look across the broad age groups that so many providers care for, do you find that there's a specific generation that is interested in texting, or would you say that it's universal?
That is such a good question. And it's one that we probably get a lot of the time. And here's what's interesting is texting has been adopted across the board in every age bracket. So gone are the days where it's like, hey, yeah, like if we have, you know, maybe an older population, they're less likely to engage via text. That's just not the case anymore. Like today's consumer, no matter the age, wants to engage via text. And we see this across the board. We see this with health systems. We see it specifically in, you know, audiology, dermatology, dental, you name it. Patients broadly are clamoring to engage via text, and response rates are highest when they're engaged via text.
And I think another thing that comes to mind when we're having this conversation is HIPAA. And, you know, for healthcare, HIPAA is such a huge concern for many providers who might be interested in adding SMS for marketing to their toolkit. And from your perspective, what should providers be aware of, and how can texting play by the HIPAA rules that they have to follow?
That's a good question. Look, HIPAA is something that everybody has to deal with, right? And while it does limit the type of interactions you can have via SMS, it doesn't completely get rid of the opportunity, right? And I think in large part, a lot of healthcare practices are so worried about HIPAA, either because they haven't really spent the time to understand the SMS rules and implications there, or just because, hey, we just don't want to deal with it. But there's actually several things that you can do inside of the bounds of HIPAA and still be able to communicate with your patients. So for example, you know, sending out appointment reminders via text or collecting a Google review via text, like those are all things that you can do and should do via SMS with your patients. Now, what you don't want to do is expose PHI with your patients over text. Like there's ways to be able to communicate things that are transactional in nature with your patients that are critical, right, via text without exposing PHI. And then look, like when you do need to have conversations where PHI is involved, there are secure messaging channels that you can direct your patients to, such as online patient portals or even, you know, different messaging applications that'll allow for, you know, more in-depth conversations with your care provider.
Yeah, those are some really great examples. Thanks for answering that question. And, you know, as we wrap up our conversation today, I just want to talk a little bit about healthcare billing. And I know it's such a common pain point for providers, and it can take up to 4 weeks to collect payments sent through the mail. And even when providers switch to online billing, emails get lost in inboxes, and it's just frustrating for both providers and patients. So how do you think texting can help in this case? And why would texting be a solid solution for payment instead of what so many providers are doing today?
Yeah, I think it's payments is such a tricky, it's a tricky world in healthcare, right? Like, there's a lot that goes into it. But when we look at just, you know, how do we receive a payment from what we're billing the patient, you know, it can take a month, it can take 2 months to collect via, you know, statements that we're either sending via mail or even emailing. Part of that is the open rate. Part of that is just the complicated nature in which the patient has to go through to actually submit their payment. And when you think about text messaging, it actually becomes fairly simple. So a secure link can be sent to that patient. They can visit that link and actually pay directly on their phone for the specific visit. Open rate is going to be exponentially higher than any other form of communication with that patient, and collection rate is going to be exponentially higher as well. So it's definitely a tremendous option that is becoming available in healthcare. And it's critical because again, like we're offering these services, and in healthcare, it's time to payment is takes such a long time that this is a critical thing to solve for. And what we typically see is just a massive return when healthcare providers are able to implement some form of text-based payment collections. And look, online portals are great, right? And I think that's a great start, but there can be an even better patient experience that goes beyond just sending them a paper statement or an email that references the online portal that they could go to and then create a login and then remember their login and then pay their bill with a code. There's a better way that it can be had when technology becomes our friend and we can do a lot of that legwork for our patient so that when they click a link, and it, you know, are able to auto-authenticate into a very seamless process and pay via the phone in the moment. Yeah, collection rates soar and patient experience increases as a result.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Brian, I just want to thank you so much for taking time to talk about this topic today and your thought-provoking responses. It's been a great conversation. And, you know, before we sign off, I just want to also thank our podcast sponsor, Podium, and you can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com/podcast. So thanks again, Brian.
Thank you. Appreciate it.